Gender queer femme. What is that? I get confused. I don't know what to say. Because now people say non-binary. Back when I started thinking about this stuff, that term didn't exist. So I said gender queer. More people are coming out, and the idea that there are other kinds of gender has become much more well known. I constantly question my gender, if I'm using the right words. I feel kind of invisible, isolated, as if I've gone out of date. Before that, I wasn't still invisible, but in a different way, because I'm femme. But at the end of the day, no matter how many times I ask myself, I'm not one or the other. Imagine a man in a dress. That's the closest I can come to describing myself. Usually most people don't see it. They don't know that I'm trans. When I first started to think about dressing in overtly feminine clothing, I didn't know how to do it. This body, it doesn't quite fit. What I have here doesn't match with how I see myself in my head. But I've thought about all the options, taking testosterone or having surgery, and that doesn't fit either. If I did those things, I'd still be me, just in another kind of body. That doesn't fit. Over time, I've given up on giving a shit about how other people see me or what they think of me. This is me, take it or leave it. How I imagine my body is different from what's visible. There's times lying in bed that I can feel that I have a nice fat cock lying there against my thigh. It's all in my head. I can do and be anything. It's like being in this motorized chair. This is part of my body. It helps me to do the things that I couldn't do otherwise. Fuck, this chair has meant so much. For the first time in years, I started to go out. This chair has changed so much about what I'm able to do and how I see myself. When I fight against my body, that's when I'm fucked. When I surrender, that's when things become manageable. When I listen and respect my limits, when I use the tools that I have available to me, when I use my chair, use my stick, use my PA, that's when things get better for me. Which is the exact opposite of all the things that the government and people who aren't even sick keep telling us. The endless urging from non-crit people to fight harder, try harder, that actually makes things worse. Yes, there's a difference between what my body can do and what I want to be able to do. Illness makes limits. Yeah, there are times that I'm frustrated, but I don't want to complain too much about this casing, this body. I'm pretty grateful for all that it's carried me through. It's a good casing, really. It does a lot of the stuff that it's supposed to do. Going out on the BDSM scene for the first time, I was nervous. I remember the first time I ever went into a play space. Of course, hardly any of them are accessible, but I found one. The minute I entered that space, a male sub fell to his knees in front of me and asked if he could kiss my toes. I thought, well, hello. I was wearing an amazing pair of stiletto silver platform shoes. And I also wondered if he was just a devotee, you know, those people who exist on the crip scene, who treat us like a fetish. Chaser, I didn't really want that. But it seemed like he was for real, and I'm up for that. I like meeting new people. Like I said, there are hardly any spaces which are accessible, so I don't go out much. There's one particular venue I like, where they have a huge Roisy rack, where you can position the person you're playing, laid out horizontally, and then get up on the rig yourself. There are all sorts of ropes and supports that you can hold on to. And people say to me, you've got a really interesting playing style, but that's just how I do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to stay standing up. Activism is everything to me. That's how I describe myself. I'm an activist, and that's what I do. I don't see myself so much as an entertainer or a performer. That's just the delivery method. Not dead yet. That's been a really huge part of my campaigning. And Dan, the Disability Action Network, especially fighting against the assisted dying bill in Parliament. For fuck's sake, we don't want assisted dying. We want assisted living. I'm out there on the streets. As long as they can wheel me out there, I'll be there. The chair can be useful in a street protest. I can manoeuvre myself between more able bodies and the cops. So I make sure to use that technique when I can. The chair is a pretty good barricade. When my daughter was born, she was really ill. The doctors assumed the problem was developmental. They didn't do any tests to see if it was an infection. They just left her. When the doctors thought they knew what was wrong with her, they acted all sad, like she was already dead. And that's when I began to wake up as an activist, to realise that it's really difficult for disabled people to come into this world and survive. And even if you manage to get there alive, there's no place for us. We're not even supposed to survive. Even if you manage to get there alive, I was supposed to start grieving because she was being left to die, because it's probably better if she did. With a little baby that small, if they have an infection, it doesn't take long before there can be lasting effects. But they weren't doing anything. Her belly button was green. I asked the nurse, is it supposed to look like that? Look, she's green. Then they took notice. The nurse realised what was wrong. They gave my daughter medicine and she's still with us here 20 years later. That was the beginning for me. Thank you, my darling daughter, for waking me up and showing me the way. That was how I became a disability rights activist, long before I got ill, long before anything happened to my body, because my daughter showed me how hard you have to fight, even to be allowed to stay here.